we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're beginning a series, The Basic Needs of Children. According to the well-known principle expressed by the book of Proverbs, the responsibility of every Christian parent is to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. With this as the clear directive, the Lord has made known his goal for parents to work toward as they guide the growth and development of their children. This is especially true for those of you who know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Scripturally, you have no alternative. God wants your children to mature into responsible Christian adults who hold the same attitudes and standards that God expresses in His Word, the Bible. With this challenge in mind, it's worthwhile for parents to take a good long look at the youngsters that God has given them. Do you really understand them? Are you familiar with their individual needs? How can you best work with them to help them develop the standards that the Lord wants them to have? One absolutely essential bit of knowledge that can help you rear your children properly is a familiarity with their basic needs. It makes no difference how old they are. All youngsters have certain needs that must be met in order for them to develop normally. When you as a parent are conscious of those needs, and when you do your best to meet them, then you can have the satisfaction of knowing that you've trained up your children in the way they should go. You'll be able to rest in the assurance that your children's future will not depart from the path along which the Lord wants them to go. One basic need that all children possess is the need for acceptance. Your youngsters need to feel that they belong to the home, that they're an important part of the home, a genuine member of the family group. Without this assurance, they'll probably grow up with an insecurity that will haunt them in every area of their lives. This is particularly important for parents to remember when there's more than one child in the home. It's very easy to let one child become your favorite, while you subtly reject another less favored child. I know that most parents would protest vehemently that they would ever consider this practice with their children. But the truth, however, from a practical viewpoint, is that this is the sad state of affairs in many Christian homes. It can occur consciously, when one child is easier to take care of than the others, or it can occur unconsciously. But it does occur, and the children suffer when this is the case. Let me suggest two practical steps that you can take that will help you avoid the problem. In the first place, pray for your children. Ask God to give you the wisdom that you need as a parent to be able to meet the needs that your children have. Pray over the obvious problem areas that you see in your children as you observe their attitudes and actions around the home. Make this a regular part of your prayer life on a daily basis. In the second place, love your children. The easiest way to ensure that all your children find that they are accepted is to give them consistent and liberal amounts of love. Begin when they're young to tell them over and over again that you love them. Show your love by becoming involved with them. Spend time with them. Show interest in them and in their accomplishments. Let each of your children know that he occupies a unique place in your heart. You cannot overlove your child, but you can underlove them. And this can give them a feeling of insecurity. So set out deliberately to show them your love. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, in response to your prayers for wisdom, you'll be able to help your children gain a feeling of self-acceptance that will allow them to face the world with confidence.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.